Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Octava, day 7. It's the 7th of October, 2014. So it's Octava 14, day 7. And the topic for today is play a song or songs with misheard or misunderstood lyrics. Now, this is one that I struggled with, actually, trying to rack my brains. The only one that came to mind is because I heard somebody play Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel earlier in Octava. Was it Paul Hopkins or was it Graham Black Cat, Black 73 Cat, whoever it was that played that song? And they mentioned that the backing vocal was by Kate Bush, and she was singing the phrase, Je sans frontières. I can't do a French accent, but I realised, well, I never knew what was being sung there. I always thought it was like, she's so popular or something, but apparently it's Je sans frontières. It all makes sense now, but I'm not going to play that song because we've already had that one this Octava. So what I'm going to play for you is, well, I've racked my brains and thought, well, is there a Pet Shop Boys song that I misheard the lyrics for, and that I personally have misheard the lyrics, and I couldn't think of one, and then this one popped into my brain. That's just the backing vocals, but I didn't quite hear what you said then after New York City Boy. You'll never have a what? Some days are tough, lying on your bed, playing punk rock and stuff. Home is a boot camp, you gotta escape. Maybe it'll be clearer when the lead singer hears, sings the vocal. So I can understand everything that he's singing in the verse. Let's see what it sounds like in the chorus. What did you hear? New York City Boy, you'll never have a... What? What was that then? This is your real what? Hang on. This is all getting a bit weird. Hang on. Let's just call up the lyrics off the internet. New York. York City. City Boy. Lyrics. Lyricsfreak.com. Oh, let's have a listen again.
Oh, 7th Avenue meets Broadway.
Right. Did you get that? So, according to the lyrics here, it says, you're a New York City boy, you'll never have a bored day. You'll never have a bored day. Did you hear bored day or bored? I heard bored day. What does bored day mean? It says bored day. If you're going to sing bored day, then you'd have to make sure you very clearly articulate the end of the first word, the D at the end of bored, and then the beginning of the D in day. Bored day. You'll never have a bored day. What? Hang on. Shall I play it again? I'll just play it in the background while I talk. Not too loud. You'll never have a bored day. Bored day, it sounded like. At the end, when Neil Tennant was singing the extra bit, the "You'll never have a bored day." Did it sound any clearer then? Sorry, my voice has croaked up there, isn't it? A bored day. What's a bored day? I know what a B-day is, but not a bored day. What was the other thing? New York City boy, this is your reward day. This is your reward day. And that sounded again. That sounded like, this is your reward day. This is your reward day. That is not clear. That is not clear language, is it? So I must admit to you, when this record came out in 1999, for whatever reason, I didn't pay it much attention. And I thought that they were singing New York City Boy, this is... You'll never have a forte. Comes a reward day. This is your reward day, 'cause you're a New York City boy. Was that clear to you? This is your reward day? I mean, who wrote these lyrics anyway? I mean, when did anybody ever say, oh, I'm having a bored day? Oh, do you know what? That person is really, he's so amazing, he would never have a bored day. People don't even use that as a... I think if that was a phrase that people used, maybe people would understand and recognise the phrase, even if it was poorly enunciated in a record. Was that you'll never have a bored day? I think Neil Tennant's having plenty of bored days these days, isn't he? Right, lyricists. If you're gonna mumble over your words and say bored day rather than bored day and reward day rather than reward day, try and use phrases that people will recognise. Who wrote this? Written by David Morales, Chris Lowe, Neil Tennant. Okay, David Morales is a record producer, a very Very good record producer, actually. I like a lot of his remixes and stuff that he's done over the years, but I've never knowingly liked any lyrics that he'd written. I don't know whether he wrote those, but I don't think. Is it just me? I don't know. Toodle-poo.